I've had, if we counted them, probably 7 bad D'Addario strings in 30 years.
The reason we only stock D'Addario strings is because D'Addario strings are perfect.
It's nice to be able to depend on something.
Hey, this is John Bollinger with Premier Guitar. I just want to tell you a little bit about AJ Gent in this Rig Rundown. AJ is a third generation of musicians that his great uncle, his grandfather, and his father took sacred steel, which is something that came out of Pentecostal churches, and brought it to the world, kind of creating its own genre. And AJ has this sort of spiritual, amazingly musical approach to the instrument. And I'm glad we get to share it with you right now. So here it is, AJ Gent. Everybody, I'm John Bollinger with Premier Guitar. I'm with AJ Gent and his singing guitar.
Yeah,
man,
yeah.
AJ, I think like a lot of people, I found you on social media, and you know how social media can scroll through it forever, and
sure
you don't, and you never stick on anything. And I kept coming across your videos,
really?
And I would like stop and watch the whole thing.
Wow.
And it's just, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's like first time I heard you, I thought this guy is. Touched by the hand of God.
Hey, listen, I'm just a servant. I'm just a servant. Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad you came to see us today. So,
yes.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. I know that your father. I heard of him in that documentary Sacred Steel. Came out like 20 years ago. I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, really, it all started with my great uncle Willie Eason.
Oh yeah.
And he used to tour around. With the phrase Willie Easton and his talking guitar, right?
Yeah, right.
So, and then from there, my and that was back in like the 1930s. And so, and then my grandfather came in by the name of Henry Nelson, and he became, I always say he was like the Jimi Hendrix of the Pentecostal church when it comes down to the lap steel, because, man, he was just whipping it,
right.
If you will, you know?
Right.
And he took things to a whole nother level when it came down to that that singing sound, if you will.
Yeah.
And from there, my father, Aubrey Gent Sr., comes in and he starts touring all over the world and just doing amazing things. And of course, there's so many different stories about all three of them that would take forever to go
right.
into.
But, right.
And then it's me, right?
Yeah.
And I come in and I'm just, I'm just doing my job,
yeah.
Continuing
well,
on.
You know? Well, it's like you didn't have a choice. You like,
I didn't have
had
a choice.
To be great.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's definitely a work in progress, I would say.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just think it's so inspiring, everything you play. I love it.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Let's talk about this guitar. I've seen this one before. I've seen you, you know, as I said, I follow entirely on social media. I've seen you play a lot.
Yes.
I've seen this one. This is a recurring favorite.
It is. Well, because the past year or so, I've gotten back on lap steel. This is actually lap steel guitar.
Yeah.
Before, I was just customizing regular guitars from Fender all the way to just all kind of guitars, man. I just get one and say, hey, let's heighten the neck. And I did that because I was so in love with the sound of a guitar.
Right.
Right. And so, and then applying a slide to it, it was just like beautiful. I wasn't so keyed in on the traditional sound
right.
of lap steel for a while. And then one day I was just inspired to pick it back up. And I got with Bill Asher and he had this thing like almost built. And I called him, I said, hey man, I need a guitar. He sent me a picture of this and I was like, I'll take it, you know? And
sold.
Yeah, man. So I'm back on lap steel again,
yeah.
You know?
Beautiful. Well, can you tell me a little bit about it?
So this guitar here, we have obviously 6 strings.
Yeah.
We got Lindy Fralin pickups in it. So this is the P90 and then a an actual humbucker.
Oh, that's so cool, the way they look. That's like a P90 disguise as a humbucker.
Yeah, because you can't, you can't really tell unless you're like right up there on it.
Right.
And I like it because it gives me just that punchy sound when it comes down, you know, the singing.
Right.
And then the humbucker, I'm not gonna go crazy now, but you know, it gives you that raunchy, you know, overdrive slight tone. You know, it kind of sweetens up a bit, you know.
Right.
And then here's the thing, like there is a little secret about this guitar, you know, because a lot of people say, well, what's the little chicken knob over there? What's going on with that? Well, that's actually acoustic pickup in it, and man, it sounds gorgeous. Like when I you know, so because I do a lot of solo stuff, that really comes in handy for, you know, the singing, songwriting, you know, aspect of what I do. So,
So right there, were you just, was that just the acoustic pickup or was it blended with the
other ones?
It
was just the acoustic pickup.
Wow.
Yes, it gives you such a great sound versus like this would be just the P90.
Right.
You know, and so it gives me combinations. I can actually blend them all to a point if I did this here slightly. You know, so, but, yeah, I've fallen in love with this guitar. So.
Oh, yeah.
As you can tell.
Yeah, obviously. Well, so are the controls, is it two volumes, one tone?
Yes, it's two volumes, one tone. I never really mess with the tone knob. I depend on the hands for all the tone I could possibly get.
Right.
I never mess with it. Unless it's just too bright one night, but I'm never, you know, I mean, I guess you could do the whole with the wah thing.
Sure.
But I don't do any of that hardly.
Yeah, that's what's so amazing about, like, okay, we'll get into the rest of your rig pretty soon, but, you know, most guys have, you know, they're running through some stuff and they get some real dirt and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you're just, I mean, that's pretty much all I'm hearing is a guitar.
Yes, I try to stay as simple as possible. Now, don't get me wrong, I've been through the phase of just having a lot going on, but what I've noticed is by the time I get on stage and I start performing, I'm confused about what's down there.
Right.
And I start tap dancing.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And I don't want to do that. So, and then troubleshooting makes it easier.
Oh, yeah.
When something goes wrong.
Yeah.
But, just like everybody else, I'll see a pedal and I'm like, I got to have that.
Yeah.
You
know,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I think you're right there. There's something about like not keeping it lean like this. You're just in the moment, you know? You're not thinking, you're just playing.
Exactly. Yeah. And the goal is to play from the heart and not the board.
Right.
So that's
right.
The goal for me, man. So,
yeah. Hey, well, hey, mission accomplished. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Now, what tuning are you using?
This is open E.
Oh, is that where you live most of the time, in E? Or do you change it up? I mean, like right now, you don't have an opportunity to change it up. You're just...
No, but I change tunings all the time. Yeah. I go from E9 to anything that inspires me, I'll use that tuning. And I do it from a songwriting standpoint.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so obviously with the lap steel, some think that you're limited on it. You're really not. It's all about tuning and it's all about just the what you do with it, you know, as far as bar slants, different things like that to get different chords, sounds, all of that. So I try to use it to its full capability. But I'm always going through tuning. Probably after this run, man, I'll change the tuning on.
Really?
Yeah.
So do you often carry multiple guitars with you at different tunings?
Sometimes I do.
But that can be a whole hassle with the changing out.
It does. At times I do, but most of the time I'll rehearse a certain plethora of songs on a tuning, and that's what it's going to be for the show. Right.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to find myself switching. You know, it you can easily get confused.
Oh, yeah. Right. Right.
Okay, which tuning is it? So, but for now, it's open E.
Okay.
On this show.
And what strings are you using?
Oh, my goodness. What are these? I just changed these. These are, believe it or not, I usually keep the Asher strings. You know, he has these strings. I usually keep them on this guitar. But I, whatever I can get my hands on.
Right.
You know, I don't have a specific string. As far as gauges, they change up and down. You know, the beautiful thing about this particular guitar is that because it's a shorter scale, you can put heavier gauges.
Yeah. Yeah, that neck is not gonna.
Yeah, no, it's not
gonna give.
Oh, it's not gonna do anything. Although that does affect my playing and my movement, so I try to stay as neutral with the string gauges as you know as the slide, you know, can handle, or you know, without it being too slack. I like thickness, but I'm totally against the idea that your strings need to be heavy if you want good tone.
Right.
Because I don't really believe that.
You yeah.
know, I, you know, so.
Oh, yeah, right, because there's so many examples.
Oh, yeah. You know. Yeah, you know, so. Yeah, but these are just, I think these are Asher's on here.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, okay, picks, slide, tell me all about all that.
Well, for a long time, I was using glass slides.
Yeah.
And I got into, this here slide is a, a Rocky Mountain slide.
Oh yeah, Rocky Mountain slide
yeah.
coming. Yeah,
and I love this slide. It actually, it's my birthstone actually.
Oh so, really?
Yeah, so that kind of works. You know, it's my Moses rod, if you will.
Okay, so what is your birthstone?
My birthstone, if I can get that word out, is sapphire. So this is a sapphire slide. The stone, and I'm all about stones.
Yeah. You
know, my merchandise is stones, man.
Oh, beautiful.
That's why my wrist is. This is part of my my rig.
Yeah,
So we are huge with gemstones.
Oh.
We love those. So this works perfectly with Doc, you know.
Oh, that's great.
But yeah. So but I did use glass for a while, but now I'm over to this.
Yeah. So did you just tell Doc, hey, got a crazy idea?
Well, what happened was some time ago, a friend of mine gave me one of his slides, and I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Because I was so into glass.
Yeah.
And. I think I was out on the road one time, the glass broke. I didn't have any more with me.
Right.
How unprepared.
Yeah.
And I picked it up and I started using it. I was like, wow, I like this, you know?
Right.
And so I immediately got on his website and I just started ordering. I was like, yeah, this is it, you know? But again, a lot of my stuff is contingent upon, my rig is contingent upon how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
And I'm constantly recreating. So this is what it is right now. I can't say it's going to be the same tomorrow.
Yeah,
you know
it's
what I'm saying?
It's a moving target.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I get it.
But sapphire we love, so
okay.
I might hold on to it.
Yeah, yeah, that, it's your birthstone.
Yeah.
That's not going anywhere.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, very cool. And picks, what are you?
Dunlop, these are just regular Dunlop picks. You know, with thumb picks, you kind of tend to use those forever until they break.
Right.
Or until that thing starts to file down some. When that pick on that thumb starts to wear down, you can tell when somebody's like been using it forever.
Yeah.
That's when, you know, I'll switch over. But it takes so long to get these finger picks comfortable.
Oh, I know.
So I don't want to change them. So
these
are, if I lose one,
it's
like, well, just get another one, right? And it's like, no, it's not the same. I got to let it mold my finger. So
Yeah, that's a real bond.
Yeah.
You know, we get them just right.
It is. Yep.
Yeah, don't even take them off.
No.
Sleep with them on.
Exactly. For sure.
Yeah. And okay, your pedal board, it's about the most modest pedal board you could have. Tell me about it.
With this thing here, you know, the H90, it's got everything in it, right? You know, at least for me, it has everything that I need, and I don't even use, I can't even say I don't use half of it, because I literally probably use one or two effects in it.
Yeah, it sounds like you just pull up, there's just like a hint of reverb.
Yeah, just that extra reverb, because I'm so obsessed with that singing sound.
Yeah.
You know, I love that sound.
Yeah.
So my goal is to mimic a voice.
Right.
And the only time if I'm trying to get distortion, it's because I want that vocal to be like a distorted vocal.
Yeah.
You know, like when you hear Howlin' Wolf sing, you know,
right.
That rasp, right?
Right.
And so when my distortion, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm constantly thinking. So I don't think guitar, I think vocal. And I don't like too much to get in the way of that. So my effects are very similar to what a mixing engineer would do to a vocal.
Yeah.
That's how I try to think.
Yeah.
You know? So,
That's a really interesting way to put it. Because, Howlin' Wolf, there's so many singers that can put that natural. And when you're on the bridge pickup and digging in.
Yeah, exactly. It's trying to give you that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I.
It's that edge to
that's
it.
That's the benefits of having the two different pickups too. So you you know, you don't have to have a whole lot going on down here to kind of get to the point, you know. But again, that thing has, you know, we have, like, I have a, oh my goodness.
Yeah, what's the most radical thing in there that you use?
That's a good question. All right,
yeah, one caveat, you have to use it.
It's still the vocal thing, right?
Yeah.
So I try my best. I don't like to use this effect all the time because I want the sound to literally come from the guitar in my hands, but
yeah,
I try to get the actual vocal sound, right? Kind of like a Peter Frampton type thing,
yeah,
right?
Totally. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, but that's probably as radical as it gets.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't get any too crazy.
Yeah.
I don't even use that as much.
Right.
You know, but
it's there just in case.
Just in case.
Yeah.
I try to keep it as simple as possible because, again, I don't want to tap dance. But when I need inspiration, that's where I go because there's a lot of things in there. So,
yeah, great. And then you've got the loop station for playing solo gigs like this with boot up tracks and things like that?
Yes. Well, yeah, because I don't use it for looping at all.
Yeah.
Not right now anyway. But I do the track thing. We load tracks. And, you know, lately I've been doing a lot of instrumental type of healing sound waves.
About that stuff.
Really? Yeah. I've, you know, we've, you know, this has been something that's been in the making.
432.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's the purpose of this pedal. And that's all it does is play tracks for me.
Yeah.
You know, it can do amazing things. What I love about it, though, is anything I do in the studio, I can load it right on.
Yeah. Wow, that is
convenient.
And
it has hours and hours and hours of just time. So that's beautiful.
So when you're recording in the studio, are you like multi-tracking yourself, or you're kind of playing everything, or working with loops, or full band?
I create the loops in the studio.
Yeah.
And I know that's a little different, but I create the loops.
Yeah.
And I just load them on here.
Bank them and you got them.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Keep things simple.
Yeah. Hey y'all, I'm John Bollinger with Premier Guitar. So our rig rundowns for a long time now have been sponsored by D'Addario. And I'm thrilled to be using the D'Addario Expand pedal board. I've got this little guy that fits in my gig bag, and like many of you, I'm changing pedals all the time. I love having a board that can shrink as I'm shrinking my board or expand as I'm expanding it. And that's why I love the Expand pedal board. Their patented telescoping technology lets me instantly change the size of my pedals playground. It also features a unique cable management system and comes fitted with loops of Velcro, keeping everything neat and easy to swap. The two Expand versions comes with either one or two rows, depending on your needs. So a big thanks to D'Addario. Now, let's get back to more rig rundowns. Before we get into your steel, tell me about what amps you're running.
So this right here is actually, it's Quilter. It's my my signature cab.
Oh, wonderful.
But it's an Overdrive 202 in there, so you can get those. But the signature, I did that with them a couple years ago.
Oh, great.
And so, of course, they're great people.
Yeah.
You know, Chris and Pat, you know, and so I've been faithful with them.
Yeah,
and
wonderful.
So we did a signature together. It's got a copper back speaker in it. And it's extremely light. That's really what I like.
Yeah, right.
But
yeah.
I go after clean sound.
Yeah.
So I don't.
Yeah, and that's all the wattage you could ever need.
Yeah. For whatever reason, though, I still love high wattage amps.
Yeah.
Even though I never turn up loud.
Well, probably because they just are so clean.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to break up unless you really want it to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that thing is 200 watts
coming
out of a single 12. So, and it does this because of that 12 inch. But
yeah.
This one over here is a 15 inch. So. It's more round and
sure.
Spread out a bit.
Sure, for the steel.
Yeah, for the steel, exactly. So,
You know what? Okay, and is that a Milkman running?
It's a Milkman, yeah. I'm running a Milkman with it just to give me a little more of the, only because I'm only using a volume pedal on that one over there.
Yeah.
It just gives me a little bit more of a preamp sound, you know.
Right, right. So it's interesting. You're not. Like over here, you're not using a volume pedal. All those volume swells are just.
Yeah, well, that's all right here.
Yeah, demonstrate a little bit. That's.
Yeah. You know, it's literally all, you know. And again, it's used from the standpoint of, you know, the dynamics of a singer. You know, when you're singing, you want to utilize the mic. You're using the mic. You know, a lot of times when you see a singer and they're moving that mic all the time, you know, that's literally what this is, because you don't want to sing right in it. You know, we're not doing a microphone rig right now.
right. No, yeah, but, I get it.
You know, but yeah, that's, again, the same effect that I'm going for.
And it just, I think when you do it that way, and specifically when you do it that way, it's so much, I think, more, I don't know, got so much more flow to it than a foot, you know? It seems like you get nuance right there.
Well, when I go over there, I have to transform that to the foot.
Yeah, yeah.
So that can be a little challenging at first to the brain.
Right.
But with the hand I do this, and then when I get behind the pedestal, I got to work the foot.
Yeah, so. right. Because both these hands are very busy.
Yes. Okay. Yes. On there it is.
Well, hey, let's hear this thing.
Yeah, awesome.
All right, now you're on the steel. Let's hear all about this.
Yeah. So this is a Jackson Maverick. And so many years ago, Showbud came out with the Maverick.
Right.
This is the reboot of that. It's the Maverick HD. And obviously six strings.
Yeah.
Two pedals.
That's your thing.
Yeah.
Six strings.
Yeah.
Did you ever work beyond that?
I've done all the way to 14 strings. Yeah. All the way to 14 strings. And I decided that I wanted to be a little more simple than that.
Yeah, right.
and this does everything that I need it to do.
Let's hear this thing a little bit. Beautiful.
Yeah. I love the sound of this thing.
Oh, man. You know. So, well, what tuning are you in?
This is another E tuning, but we're just going higher. So, we got a G sharp at the top.
Okay.
You know, it's then E, B, G sharp, E, and then B at the bottom.
Oh, okay.
So, it's really like a E9 hybrid in a 6-string form.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, the whole setup is E9 setup.
Okay.
And
four knee levers?
Four knee levers, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And two pedals.
Two pedals. That's all I need.
Right.
That's all I need. So, obviously, there's so much in there, man, that I'm finding, you know, just with, you know, simply, you know, with bar slants.
Okay, first of all, that's not simple.
Yeah. Well, that takes a little work. But,
that's like a really difficult.
I try to find as much as possible within the guitar that I can do before I feel like I need more.
Right.
And that's all my equipment. Period. Before I feel like I need more, I try to play it, you know, fully. And so, but this thing here is just a newer guitar that Jackson is pushing out. It would be your Tele to Fender.
Yeah,
you
okay.
Know, it's that guitar.
Yeah.
And, you know, just trying to introduce it to more guitar players who, you know, they want to play pedal steel, but they're like, no, man, that's too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, intimidated by it. Well, this is a good place to start.
Yeah, that would be a much easier transition. Because when I first bought a pedal steel and I'm like, E9, what is that?
Yeah.
What is this?
It can be a lot to digest. Now, and don't get me wrong, 10 strings is great. I'm not speaking against it. But for what I'm doing, of course, the goal is to still have the singing sound.
Yeah.
But when I need to, you know, just bring a little more chords out and I don't want to work too hard for it.
Right.
Then, you know, this right here is my answer. You know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything you need.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all you're using is this, what is it, Goodrich Auto?
Yeah. Yeah. Now this goes back to what I was saying earlier about switching my brain from using the volume on my hands to down at the foot.
Do you find yourself like?
I don't do that yet, you know, but it depends on the night.
Yeah,
but,
right.
You know, so it, that's a work in progress as well. You know, just trying to get it as tight as the vocal.
Right.
And to match what I'm doing on the lap still, so.
Yeah.
But it's simple. That is simple.
Yeah.
As far as this rig here.
Okay, and you're singing while you're playing. Do you find it more difficult to sing with pedal steel or lap steel?
It's,
when you're doing them both at the same time.
The lap steel is a little harder because this is, you know, because I'm playing that like
right.
this versus
yeah.
like this, it's a little bit harder. So the pedal steel I can see, you know, if I'm singing a vocal, I can still see.
Yeah.
You know, here versus on a lap steel, I got to do this and sing.
Right.
So how am I doing that? So I bring the microphone down and, you know, usually sometimes I'll keep it simple,
yeah.
right? So that I can get the vocal right. But rehearsing.
Yeah.
All the time, man, just trying to figure out new ways to do it. But it's definitely more simplified here.
Hey, so AJ, where can I get your Healing Sounds album?
So the Healing Sound Wave album is on all the social media platforms, well, as far as Spotify and Apple Music, all of that. It's
sure.
all over that place. And it's all digital, so you can't okay. get a copy of a CD.
Right.
I don't know if we're still printing CDs.
Yeah.
People
print. I don't know if anybody buys them.
Yeah, right. Yeah. They're still being printed. I got a box yeah. load of that.
Yeah.
You can find my music there, as well as if you can follow me on Instagram, Twitter,
yeah.
all of that
well,
stuff.
Really, it is the most, I mean, yeah, your social media, man, I spend so much time.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's great. It's my feel good. It's my feel
yes,
good place.
That's
you know?
The goal, man. That's
so,
goal.
Okay, tell me this. Do you tune to like this? I mean, do you tune to these 442?
I don't. That's actually
hear
a
with
great
your,
question.
Or do you hear with your ear?
I hear with my ear. And the reason why I don't necessarily tune that way is because I believe the vibration in that slide is already kind of, it's flirting with 440 anyway.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm not
right.
really in 440 when that moves. You know, it's not there.
Yeah.
So,
those are the notes in between the notes.
Exactly. And then a lot of times with tuning a pedal steel, man, you know, it's all about the atmosphere and, you know, different things like that. So,
it's just one big exercise in compromise
yeah.
because, you know, you push on the pedal,
exactly.
it's going to cave a little bit.
Exactly. And, that yeah. drop. Yeah. So mm. that, you know, but it's all in that left hand. So, that's where the healing is.
Yeah.
Moving that left hand. Like Lloyd Green said.
Right.
You know, he's in that left hand and that's where I want to stay.
God.
Yeah.
So, AJ, I know you got a gig to do, so we'll get out of your way, but would you mind playing us off with something?
Yes.
I've used Diddario strings myself for at least 30 years, if not more.
Everybody who comes in here, with very, very few exceptions, plays Diddario strings, and they didn't get there because of any reason except dependability and tone.